Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and practical topics in your GCSE business course, the role of marketing. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk in with confidence. Marketing is everywhere. Every time you scroll through Instagram and see a sponsored post, every time a shop puts a two-for-one deal on the shelf, every time a new phone launches at a sky-high price, that's marketing in action. And in your exam, you need to be able to explain, analyze, and evaluate all of it. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the purpose of marketing, how market research works, how to segment a market, and the big one, the four P's of the marketing mix. We'll also go through the most common exam mistakes and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get into it. So, what actually is marketing? Examiners want you to know that marketing is the process of identifying and understanding customer needs and then satisfying those needs profitably. There are three key purposes you need to be able to state. First, identifying and understanding customers. Second, informing customers about products and services. And third, increasing sales. If a question asks you to state the purpose of marketing, those are your three go-to points. Now, before a business can market anything effectively, it needs information. That's where market research comes in. Market research is the process of gathering data about customers and the market to help a business make informed decisions. There are two types you absolutely must know: primary research and secondary research. Primary research is new data collected for a specific purpose. The main methods are questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and trialing. That's when a business tests a product with a small group before a full launch. The big advantage of primary research is that it's specific to your needs. The disadvantage? It can be expensive and time-consuming. Secondary research uses data that already exists. Sources include websites, newspapers and magazines, census data, which is the national survey of the population, and internal business data like previous sales records. Secondary research is cheaper and quicker, but it might be out of date or not. Quite right for your specific question. Now, here's something examiners love to test: the difference between qualitative and quantitative data. Qualitative data is descriptive. It's about opinions, feelings, and attitudes. For example, asking customers, "How did the product make you feel?" gives you qualitative data. Quantitative data is numerical. It's measurable and can be analyzed statistically. For example, what percentage of customers would buy this product again gives you quantitative data. Both types are useful, and a strong exam answer will explain why a business might use both. Once a business has its research, it can segment the market. Market segmentation means dividing the total market into smaller groups of customers who share similar characteristics. The five main segmentation variables you need to know are age, gender, income, location, and lifestyle. For example, a luxury car brand might segment by income, targeting high earners. A children's toy company segments by age. Understanding segmentation helps a business tailor its marketing mix. And that brings us to the most important part of this topic. The marketing mix, also known as the four Ps, is the combination of decisions a business makes about product, price, promotion, and place. Let's go through each one. Product is what the business is actually selling. This includes the design, features, quality, and branding. Examiners also want you to know about invention, creating something entirely new, and innovation, improving something that already exists. You also need to understand the product lifecycle, which has four stages: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. In the introduction stage, sales are low and costs are high. In the growth stage, sales rise rapidly. At maturity, sales peak, but growth slows. In decline, sales fall. A business might use extension strategies like updating the product or finding new markets to delay the decline stage. Price is how much the business charges. There are five pricing methods to know. Price skimming means setting a high price initially, then lowering it, often used for new technology. Penetration pricing means setting a low price to enter a market and attract customers quickly. Cost plus pricing means calculating the total cost and adding a profit margin on top. Competitor pricing means matching or beating rivals' prices. And promotional pricing means temporarily reducing the price to boost sales. like a sale event. Promotion is how the business communicates with customers and persuades them to buy. At the point of sale, promotion includes price reductions, loss leaders, where a product is sold at a loss to attract customers who then buy other things, competitions, and free samples. Advertising methods include social media, websites, print media like newspapers and magazines, television, and radio. Examiners want you to be able to evaluate which method suits a particular business. For example, social media is great for reaching younger audiences at low cost, while television reaches a mass audience but is expensive. Places about how the product gets to the customer. There are two main channels, digital and physical. Digital distribution includes selling through a website or app. Physical distribution includes selling through a shop, a wholesaler, or a retailer. A business needs to think carefully about which channel suits its product and target market. The crucial thing, and this comes up in higher mark questions constantly, is that the four P's must work together. A premium product needs a high price, exclusive distribution, and sophisticated advertising. A budget product needs a low price, wide distribution, and mass market promotion. When the four P's are aligned, the marketing mix is coherent and effective. When they're not, the business sends mixed messages to customers. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. If the question says state, just give the point, no explanation needed. If it says explain, you must give a point and a reason. Use the word because or therefore to force yourself to develop the idea. If it says analyze, go further. Explain the impact on the business. If it says evaluate or justify, you need to weigh up options and reach a clear, supported judgment. Second, the most common mistake in marketing questions is being too vague. Saying the business will promote its product earns no marks. Saying the business could use social media advertising to target its 16 to 24-year-old demographic at low cost, increasing brand awareness and driving online sales, that earns marks. Be specific, apply to the context. Third, when you're asked about the marketing mix, don't just describe each P in isolation. Examiners give credit for explaining how the P's link together. For example, a penetration pricing strategy would be supported by wide distribution through supermarkets and high-volume social media advertising, ensuring the low price reaches as many customers as possible. Fourth, when interpreting market data, like a table showing market share or changes in demand, always state what the data shows. Then explain what it means for the business. For example, the data shows that Brand X's market share fell from 35% to 28% over 2 years. This suggests the business is losing customers to competitors, which may indicate its marketing mix is no longer meeting customer needs. Fifth, don't confuse primary and secondary research. A common wrong answer is saying the business should use secondary research by conducting a questionnaire. Questionnaires are primary research. They collect new data. Secondary research uses existing data. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question one, name the three purposes of marketing. Ready? The answers are identifying and understanding customers, informing customers, and increasing sales. Question two, what is the difference between primary and secondary research? Primary research collects new data. Secondary research uses existing data. Question three, name the four stages of the product life cycle. Introduction, growth, maturity, decline. Question four, what is penetration pricing? Setting a low price to enter a market and attract customers quickly. Question five, name three segmentation variables. Any three from age, gender, income, location, lifestyle. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread that section before your exam. Let's wrap up. The role of marketing is to identify customer needs and satisfy them profitably. Market research, both primary and secondary, gives businesses the information they need to make good decisions. Segmentation allows businesses to target specific groups effectively. And the four P's, product, price, promotion, and place, must work together as a coherent marketing mix. In your exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context in the question. Be precise, use business terminology, and when you're asked to evaluate, always reach a clear judgment. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. See you in the next episode.